This is an MUT Radio podcast.
This is MUT Radio, shape and own your future. We definitely had to go all the way up with the guy who goes all the way up. It is definitely that time for the student spotlight, where we actually shine a spotlight on students who are doing good things, great things, who are not only focusing on academics right here on MUT, but also do more entrepreneurship, being innovative, you know, being helpful in the community as well. And today we have one of our very own right here on MUT Radio. It is Ntuthuko Phiwa Inkosi Mabaso, who has a degree in psychology and is a third year human resource management student, a certified and experienced radio presenter, certified tutor, founder and CEO of Savita Private Tutoring, founder and CEO of Savita Poultry Farming. What a bio. What a bio, Mr. Mabaso. To come back, good morning.
What a big guy.
It's a grand. You were on your way back yesterday from Sentin. How am I Sentin, Buffett?
Yeah, man. I've been Sentin, actually, I came back on, last Friday, but I had to go back for some business,
That's what we definitely like to hear, man. Now, Zog. It's very important. But on this up and down, I think first, let's start with understanding. How are you able to juggle so much, you know, being a student, being an entrepreneur, being a radio presenter, and also being an Enactus member? How do you cope with all these things that you are doing?
Mr. Lushozi, I have into other business to-do list. I've got like five or more responsibilities from Monday to Fridays. And miraculously, I managed to do all these responsibilities because I'm hungry, man. It's hunger.
Yes, it's the hunger that drives you. Number one.
I think
Lendo Yama to-do list, we really need to pay extra attention on it, because it really helps if we have Ntuthuko who can do so much. Now, let's start with your academics. First of all, what made you choose HR as a career?
Mr. Lushozi, I've always been so inquisitive when I'm thinking ahead and thinking and behaving away from HR. So I chose HR mainly for my businesses. I was like, okay, I need to be informed what are the do's and don'ts of employing people. What should I do if I want to employ someone to be one of my employees, or to join my company, or to join my businesses? I was like, okay, let me just study HR after psychology, understanding the behavior of umuntu, understanding how the mind works. And then I was like, okay, let me just go for HR to be able or to be informed with what are the do's and don'ts if I want to employ someone to be one of the staff members on my company. Maybe I will go for marketing after I'm done with HR.
This is a very strategic move, very strategic education, man. I think this is very important that especially our black youth to understand most of the things that you do, even in academic, it has to be strategic in a way. You're raising a very valid point right there. But now, how is it going so far? With you saying, Uguti, you needed to understand, the psychology of a person and the do's and don'ts of hiring a person. What's one of the most valuable things that you've learned through HR at the moment?
That have got to be the fact, which I can even like employ a doctor. me knowing nothing about being a medicine, doctor or in medicine and all that. But to talk to before I can sebenzi mo suqala la I am informed of the labor laws, labor practices. That have made me know if I'm being exploited emsebenzini, that okay, what are the labor laws, the labor practices, and that have made me know if I'm being exploited in the workplace. And funny enough, Mr. Lushozi, I have turned down many job offers only because they were not giving me what I should be given. They were not giving me land or lena that I should be given. And also the environment, this environment is not healthy for me.
Yeah.
So that have made me understand, it's not only I need to make money from emsebenzi, but also the employee wellness, my mental health. Is it like in the right place to perform on 7-1? One of the things that I've understand about EEHR, we've got to look at the personality of our employer.
Yeah.
Most of the time, my employers, the study have shown my managers and my employers most of the time are psychopaths. For you to be under in leadership or for you to be under the wings of a psychopath, it affects you mentally.
Definitely.
See, now you need to understand the employment or the workplace environment before you even like say, I need to go to work. They're like, okay, I need to make money. Mental health, they do not care.
Yeah.
But the priority, Mr. Lushozi, should be in mental health and should be the labor practices, the labor laws. The employer is he or she complying with the labor laws. So you need to understand all that before you even like say, I should just make money. Yes, you are desperate, man. Petrol, I'm a food.
Yeah, but I think you're raising very valid points right there, Guti. Do not allow yourself to be exploited, man, because companies are definitely the corporate gawas. It's definitely would take the opportunity to exploit without even thinking twice, man.
It is
very important to actually definitely understand that. Now, you also seem to be quite passionate about entrepreneurship, being at Enactus, having your own businesses. Mina, and also being strategically putting yourself Gua HR and looking into marketing as well. But I just want to know, Guti, how did this passion start? Where did it start?
The education system as a South Africa brother instilled the passion in me. The state of unemployed graduate pushed me. Mr. Lushozi, I needed to be an employer, not the employee. And me being out there, me knowing the struggle. I grew up from a kaya where there was nothing at all. We had to just live for locusting nigwayo. So me finishing matric on 2012, I said, let me just go to Durban. Mangfika eThekwini, I had to be a security guard. I had to be like, just to get okay, there's something engiyenzayo empilweni ukuze ngabe ne stress kakhulu. So I was like, okay, what can I do? Ukushintsha the background, what can I do to make sure I'm not like reliving struggle some, but I'm trying by all means to make his into Zenzek. I was like, okay, there is my statistics are high of unemployed graduate like South Africa, and it's the education system in South Africa, you have to be an employee, not the employer. So how can I change that around? I want to be an employer, not the employee, because I'm a bad guy. I must tell you, I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
I question everything. Like, I have quit in 7th because I questioned and I didn't get answers for that. I was like, okay, all right. So the education system of South Africa and, the state of unemployed graduate pushed me to venture into entrepreneurship.
Yeah, you know, saying Uguti, you question a lot of things, and you've quit so many jobs. It actually explains why you are also a radio presenter, because Lana Kwa Radio, there's a bit of freedom that you don't get Kwa Corporate and the likes as well.
Yes.
But I think you're actually mentioning very valid points. I think there was also one MUT alumni who said, Uguti, we do not need to look for jobs, but we need to create the work. The work is there, jobs are not, but the work is definitely there. You are definitely living testimony of that, Uguti. The work is there. Jobs might not, but the work is definitely there. Now, please, share with our listener also as well some of the life lessons that you've learned through business.
It's not for the faint heart, man. Like, seriously, it's not for the faint heart. And do not be after imali. I know some will be like, okay, people in business are loaded. They've got money. That's a lie, man. Because you have to reserve that little profit you make.
Yeah.
And you have to look at the development a business like Lidinga. Okay, you're looking at these developments, which and okay, my business needs these developments, so I must use this profit. Maybe you can just make imali after 2 or 3 or even 5 years after you have started your business. So if when you're starting a business and you are after imali, like eventually you're after imali, or immediately you go for a profit to spend a profit, just look at Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg akanali iwash and bizayo ama t-shirts and all that. So these are billionaires.
Yeah.
So if you are after money, you're not gonna make it in a business world.
You're gonna make money,
but if you go after imali from the start, from the get-go, says I need to make money. No.
Right.
You have to develop your business, and it's not for the faint-hearted, man.
Now, one of your businesses is a tutoring services, which is at most assisting students, you know, achieve their academic goals. Now, what would you say is the most challenging part about this job?
Bro, lalel. The slogan of Usavita Private Tutoring is maximize your academic potential.
Mm.
And I have to live up to that. I have to live up to that. Uchena, we are feeling funding me, Uchena. I have a problem with understanding business management.
Yeah.
And me now, as Ilokuzan slogan, it's maximize. So I have to take this student from down your mega puzzle until she or he understands business management like the back of his or her hand.
Mm.
So the most challenging part is trying to make a student understand the chapter. Unpacking everything in detail of it. But I'm proud to say, Uchen, I've done it all.
Yeah.
I recall the other day there was a class on Teams, and Nangena, and students were like, we're asking Uchen, I should be given a podium.
Oh,
whenever there was something, maybe I understood, I was like, okay, can we give Mr. Mabas?
Oh, Sugamato. Now, speaking about that, actually, what are also some of your proudest moments being a tutor? Yeah.
Since I established Usavita Private Tutoring, I always get 100% pass. That's for sure.
Come on!
100% pass, na so so in kiskat. And did you know, Uchena, student?
Whoa, we have to. we just had to give you the horn on that one. We just had to. Yes, continue.
And did you know, Uchena, a student can even score higher marks than you as a tutor?
Yeah.
First time Leon Doyenzek, I was so embarrassed.
Student so beating the master. Hey, yeah,
so
it's not nice.
Usavita private tutoring all the time will chase the 100% pass.
That's
my proudest moment.
Wow. Guys, if you are not on Savita Private Tutoring, man, do the right thing. Come on, do the right thing. Now, you're also a radio broadcaster and a presenter overall. What would you say is the most interesting part about this one?
The research you put into the topics, man, and the segments of the show, that adrenaline of dropping the facts about the bengayazi, or they were not that exposed to that much. So, and also having to meet some aspects from various career paths. Just the whole environment of your radio, makes me extremely happy. And nibanaleo adrenaline rush.
Ah, thank you, man. That one, I can definitely attest to it, because you're on a with this segment. But anyway, for someone who does such great things, man, for the last question, what keeps you going even when the storms come?
It is hunger, brother, as I have said, it is hunger. I'm hungry, and my background makes me more hunger. Hungrier. No storm can stop me. The only thing that will and can satisfy my hunger is the fruits of success.
Now, lastly, please, how would you advise a student to participate in extracurricular activities?
Go for it, man. Just do it. The thing is, Mr. Lushozi, my student needs to know which enough. They have to use every structure econa in varsity. That puts you in front of the line after you have finished a diploma yako, degree yako, because now I'm a department as a varsity. They know there is Unduchugo, there is Ulushozi. So whenever there is an opportunity, can be in service training or can be Ilokuzana, they know they have a database. Ulushozi was once a peer helper, Ulushozi was once a volunteer on a radio station, Ulushozi did this, did that. They know we have people on a database here, so they give chances to Labobantu Velebebe Kona, Bebonagala. So they have to use every structure, a corner in varsity, in front of the line.
Nazoge. I thoroughly enjoyed this interview. Thank you so much for taking the call. And all the best moving forward to more successes. But man, your social media and bookings, is it turn up on social media?
Ku Facebook ngikhona uThukophiwe Nkosi Mabaso amagama amonke kaphelela. uThukophiwe Nkosi Mabaso on uLokhuzana on Instagram @SavitaMabaso. Ilawu malokhuzana uthu nje engiwasebenzisayo. And if umuntu afuna uSavita private tutoring, especially if wenza iHRM, ngikhona 0847389460. Maximize your academic potential.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.